A touring production about fossil fuel extraction is headed to Western Pennsylvania. Ezel, Ballad of a Landman, is described as an outdoor, eco-cultural theater, music, and meal experience. It's coming to Tree Pittsburgh's campus along the Allegheny River from September 28th through October 1st. The story, presented by Kentucky-based Clear Creek Creative, delves into the themes of domination and resilience in Appalachia. Bob Martin is the writer and lead performer of the title character. Here's a clip.
I'm Ezel Parsons, and I'm with Dominion Energy and Mineral Futures, Inc. And I'm here to talk to you about your land, to give you a choice. So maybe you won't have to sell it off like my family did mine.
I recently got a chance to talk with Martin about it, and I asked, who is Ezel Parsons, and where did he come from?
Ezel is somebody whose family has lost their land. It's a story that's common to many people. Parents, family members have gotten sick, fell on hard times, families had to sell off the land. And Ezel has been removed from that place of his upbringing and has been trying to find a way to get back to that place or that feeling of being connected to land, of home, place, of belonging. And Ezel has taken a job as a landman, a land rights speculator, as the fracking boom has come into his area. And local companies are forming to try to grab land rights, oil and gas rights, in anticipation of a larger commodity. And Ezel, as a landman, is using his knowledge of the place and of the people who live there to try to support them in not having to sell off their land. And at the same time, he's using the money from this job to buy back his family's land in hopes of reviving it. However, this idea of Ezel buying back his family land while trying to sort of get neighbors to sell off their mineral rights is a catch-22. It's something where the land might be destroyed despite his best intentions.
Artist Greg Manley of local organization Friends of the Riverfront helped bring the production to Pittsburgh. Manley says the question of land is crucial in Pittsburgh. Keeping the people whose hearts are here in the land here and welcoming in people who can find a home that's affordable and livable.
And it immediately seems to me like a story that would resonate very strongly with all the different types of people that call Pittsburgh their home.
Just to build off of that, you know, in the play, Ezel talks to the audience as cousins. He says, hey, cousin, when I go to Pittsburgh, I feel very much like it's a part of home here. The story of extraction is an incredibly complex one. It's not a pro-con binary. It's something where if we're going to envision solutions to this for the future of this place, those solutions should be as complex as the ecosystem of this place, which includes the complexity of all the people and the labor and the culture that have lived here, past, present, and future.
Yeah, I wondered if the performance had a point of view when it comes to fossil fuel extraction.
I think, to answer your question, yes, there's a clear point of view. We seek not to vilify any person or a particular industry in this play. However, we've had people from oil and gas come and see this play and then write back to their colleagues and, you know, industry forums, like, you got to see this because it's calling us to attention of the, you know, how this work impacts people on a local and interpersonal and community level, as well as sort of speaking to larger aspects of climate change. Really, I think the point of view is less important, as is the complex question that hopefully everyone can see themselves in. You know, how do I find empathy towards those things that are incredibly challenging that we're all implicated in? We have created this present, and we're part of creating the future for those that come after. And how do we do that?
Greg Manley says the character of Ezel develops a point of view along his journey, but there's an opportunity that happens as the experience transitions to a common table where the audience breaks bread together.
Sitting us down with strangers or people that we've been through an experience with and get to know each other a little better and get to know our own takeaways from this experience so that we can add to the nuance, complexity, and ultimately empathy for the situation that we are in.
The play was written out of the experience of an Appalachian community in Kentucky. How has it been received by audiences in other places?
Recently, we were in Sonoma, California. You know, there's been ongoing dialogue with how climate change impacted fire, land impacted by fire in relation to climate change is changing the landscape, the cultural and human landscape and the natural landscape, and just forcing people to dialogue with how they live and their relationship to land in that space. And the space in Sonoma had the stories of the indigenous population, multiple indigenous communities who shared the performance site of Sonoma Mountain as a creation site. And this story, Ezel, is a type of sort of Trojan horse for other stories of the place to rise up through. And that those stories often come out, they're shook free during the story and the journey and the just quiet walks in nature. And then you get into the meal space and suddenly the stories of New Orleans and the stories of, you know, Eastern Pennsylvania along the Delaware River Basin, where there's just like tremendous fracking in one county, and then where the performance is happening, there's a very strong watershed protection community. You know, so in that community, we had people in the audience who really had a visceral emotional experience during the play, because things that were happening in the play happened to people in the audience. One person approached me afterwards and said, "I don't know how you knew my story, but the, you know, I haven't been able to express how hard it was to try to save our family's land by signing our rights away. And then what has come of that has been really difficult for us in these ways." For them to be able to feel it in a container that is held and emotionally charged seemed to be a type of catharsis, which I think is the, I mean, that's the ancient role of theater in our society.
Greg, what do you hope audience members in Pittsburgh will take away from the experience?
I want to borrow a phrase that we use at Friends of the Riverfront when speaking about the river's role in our civilization here, which is connect to something greater. This show gives audiences an opportunity to connect to each other and also to connect to the history, the people that have come before him, the animals that have come before them, and all the intricate web of the ecosystem as we try to battle this epidemic of social isolation and loneliness and withdrawal in our society. We need connection.
That was Greg Manley with Friends of the Riverfront and Bob Martin of Clear Creek Creative talking about the production of Ezel, Ballad of a Landman, which will be performed in Pittsburgh. There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.